come on. I'm fine with the way everything is. If we keep going, I just start drinking and I'll start picking everyone apart. You want to go there? Who gives a fuck? You all know who I am. It's a joke. So it's almost like, do you sleep better at night by just being like, you do this, you do this, you do this. So what? So your lives are so perfect? Hey, what does that mean?
What are you talking about?
Hey, so what did you just say?
I am the devil, and don't you forget it.
You're a whore with a mustache.
I take Dutch comics very seriously.
The whore is here.
I'm not sure what I've done to you, but I'll take a Pinot Grigio. The only thing I have holding me back is that I have self-respect and dignity. Pumpcast.
What's up, you guys, and welcome back to the Pumpcast. I'm Maddie Drospec.
And I'm Meg Ruoco.
And I have some devastating news about Peter Madrigal.
What?
He's AI generating himself signing with the Rams.
No. Peter.
It's like 100 people DM'd the Pumpcast account this today.
No way.
Peter, for seemingly no reason at all, is on Twitter AI generating himself fake signing with the NFL. Hashtag LA Rams, hashtag NFL, at Rams NFL, prayer emoji, prayer emoji, prayer emoji.
Do you think he did that to make fun of Jax's Smart Water campaign?
I feel that he's had such an incredible fall from grace.
Yes, well,
like,
he
the
has.
Fact that he used to be the guy with his head screwed on the most, which doesn't necessarily say a lot when we're looking at these people. Like, he a lot of times just looks great in comparison.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he does have moments of clarity throughout the show.
Yeah.
And now he is shilling Bitcoin and making AI for no fucking reason at all.
I mean, I guess that's, like, what happens when the smartest one of these people do business. Like, the smartest they can possibly get is doing AI shit.
Peter, you're pissing me off.
Peter, don't PMO. For real.
And then when I look at his page, his header is all about PM coin. Why the fuck does Peter Madrigal need his own fucking coin?
Fuck. This is really tough because I do have to tell you that I've invested all of my money into PM coin.
Everything we've made.
Everything, every single cent we've earned.
Funneled every last dime of it into PM coin.
Every single one.
There's nothing left.
I'm 500K in the hole. We're 500K in the hole.
Yeah, I put your money in there too. I took the liberty.
I took your money.
You know, I knew that you'd want
it. I thought it
bear.
Was a sound investment. I thought it was a sound investment. I thought I was investing in the show. Like, I thought I was investing in the show.
Who on God's green earth bought PM coin?
Nobody did. There's no shot that anybody did except for him.
It has 135 followers. PM coin XYZ. PM coin is a next generation cryptocurrency founded by Peter Madrigal.
I can't keep hearing about this.
Why?
This
did
is supposed
he do
to be
that?
A safe space. We're not supposed to talk about cryptocurrency on this podcast.
Like, why?
Why would Peter Madrigal make us talk about cryptocurrency?
Peter.
Oh, Peter.
Why would you do this?
Oh, Peter.
Here we were wanting to throw you a palooza.
We wanted to palooza you, Peter.
And it turns out you are the loser.
Yeah, turns out you're just a Peter loser.
That is tragic. Mm. Peter, answer for your crimes.
Yeah.
You're... Okay, well... Going back to the AI of it all, like, what is the reason? It's not even like he's like, oh, is it? Look at this. He's like being like booming out on Twitter, being like, oh, it's so cool. Like, it looks like I'm a football player.
He's pretending that it's
he's
real.
He's like cosplaying in the tweet itself. Not only is he attaching the AI generated pictures, but he's like, do you remember when people literally used to make fake accounts to like,
yes,
cosplay as random people online? Someone used to do it to me. I was in like high school and somebody made a fake account of me to like cosplay as me.
Oh God.
That's what Peter's doing to himself.
Yes.
On his main account. That's bizarre.
Like, this has to be some form of psychosis, I feel like.
100%.
This is AI psychosis he's experiencing. Peter. If we throw you a Peter Palooza, you have to promise never to use AI again and to get rid of your cryptocurrency.
And you know what? Fuck it. Let's let Peter play for the Rams.
Yeah, put him on the Rams.
He can dream it.
Fuck it.
Let's do it.
What would he be, do you think? Offensive line?
Is that like the boofiest position?
There's no way of knowing. Mm.
Just put him in there. He can play all of
them. Let me look it up. Football position.
What is the boofiest football position? The linemen's offensive and defensive.
Okay, so we have
quarterback,
running back / fullback.
Not that.
Wide receiver.
Nope.
Tight end.
Ooh, he might be a tight end.
Hybrid player who blocks like a lineman or catches passes like a receiver. A center. The guards and the tackles. And then on defense, you have defensive linemen. Players on the front line who rush the quarterback and stop plays. You have linebackers, versatile players behind the line who tackle runners.
My brain is shutting the fuck off.
Cornerbacks, fast defensive backs who cover receivers, and safeties. And they act as the last line of defense.
Peter's the safety.
He could also be a kicker or a punter, a long snapper, that's the person who snaps the ball, or a returner. I have no idea what that is.
He's a safety. And a punter.
I think he's a kicker. They just bring him out for the one thing that the guy does.
Peter, you've disappointed me enough.
Peter, we are in mourning now because of you. Think about that.
We're pissed.
Think about what you've done and what you've done to our community.
And we have no money because we put it all into PM coin.
Yeah, you've drained us financially. You've ruined us. We're no longer in good financial standing because of you.
We have nothing left to give,
nothing.
Peter.
Stop taking from us, Peter.
# let's go Rams.
Prayer emoji.
Prayer hands emoji. I'm going to start writing that in Peter's comments.
Not the actual emoji, just saying prayer hands emoji.
Prayer hands emoji.
Typing out prayer hands
prayer
emoji.
Prayer hands emoji, let's go Rams.
Let's go Rams. Well, that wasn't my topic of conversation that I was going to bring to the table today. And honestly, I'm a little pissed that you did tell me about that.
Blame PETA.
Because now I was living in bliss. I was living in ignorance. Just happy as a clam.
I understand. As the co-chairs of PETA Palooza, though, we have to remain informed.
I understand.
And vigilant.
Yeah. And impartial.
And impartial.
Yeah. Yeah.
Despite our growing amounts of debt. Yeah.
Again, every single day, I'm opening up the accounts. It's going down. They're telling me the numbers, they might be going up, but so far it's bull down. No, wait. Bear down, bull up.
Well, those are words I've never heard before.
This is the first and only time in history we will be talking about cryptocurrency, AI, the stock market, and football within the first 12 minutes of the podcast.
That is until PETA Palooza happens, and I will
beat him up. We will never do this again.
Out of him. I'm going to say all of his favorite words like a fucking dog. Like you dog hears the word. I'm going to be like, football, crypto, Rams, AI. And Peter's going to go, and I'm going to go, poof, 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 poof. He's fixed now, guys. We saved him.
We got him. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Okay, what were you going to bring to the function?
I was going to ask what makes a good bachelorette party. Finally, some shit we know about.
Finally.
Jesus.
Oh, my
Christ.
God. You're talking to me so much about defensive, offensive, line, back, and fucking kicker, cracker,
you're
whatever
reminding me that we're $500K in debt, dude. We're absolutely in the toilet in the freaking doghouse over here.
I have to say, I went on a really good bachelorette recently.
Okay.
And what made this bachelorette great was two things. Mm-hmm. One was that each day had like a different theme, and we only had one day where we went hard. Nice. So first day we went hard.
Yeah.
Second day was like our slumber party relaxed day.
Yeah.
Like the itinerary was very catered to those vibes.
Yeah.
The second thing that made it good was a stripper.
I've never been to a bachelorette party with a stripper.
I'm like really, after experiencing a stripper at a bachelorette, I think everyone should do it because it was so funny.
I there's part of me that's like, I just think that I would feel so viscerally like I'm in a room with eight of my friends and someone's naked.
I mean, it was crazy. And also like, imagine we're doing this in a dining room under like bright fluorescent lights.
Right.
There was nothing sexy about it. I mean, he himself was not good at what he was doing.
So that's the thing. Maybe like everyone needs a stripper that is kind of bad.
Everyone needs a stripper who they got off Depop somehow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Book a stripper on Depop. Don't know how you do that.
But
he's here.
He's here. And he's wearing a Speedo. and he is gyrating.
Yeah, you know,
as the day is long.
Funny enough, right before you got here, I was looking at the stripper's Instagram because I was just talking.
The stripper doesn't love you. That's his job. It's his job to be nice to you.
I was talking to someone on the phone and I was telling them about this story and they were like, you need to send me this guy's Instagram. Like, I have to lay eyes on him. So I was like, okay, let me find his Instagram. So I found him on IMDb. Because like, he told us
what?
He told us some movies that he was an extra in.
Oh my God.
So I was like, okay, I knew exactly where to find him because I only remembered his stripper name and not his real name.
Uh-huh.
Found him, found his Instagram, was looking through his page. He posts crazy things. Strippers love AI.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like AI generating himself. He's like AI generating himself, ripping his shirt off, and he's holding two fucking stones in either hand, and he kind of looks like Jesus being nailed to the cross. And he's like, what is it? It's like, tackle expectations, defeat your purpose, or whatever the fuck. I was just scrolling through for like 30 minutes, like, this guy's crazy.
That is so...
And he has big titties.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice to see
that. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like that guy would make any bachelor or bachelorette party fun.
Yeah, just a little jackhammering.
Yeah, that video you sent was crazy.
Brightens up any day.
Mm-hmm. I think that's fair. I think, yeah, I do think that there needs to be a rhythm. Like, you need to go hard at first and then kind of like have a rest day and then go back, get back to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I also do love like a one night only bachelorette thing.
Yeah.
I do think we've kind of lost the art of that and I would like to bring that back. I feel like it's coming more in vogue in the city.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to see more of it, ideally.
I don't think I would ever do a traditional bachelorette if I got married.
Mm-mm.
But for other people who like that vibe, I love giving my opinions.
I love being a bitch.
I'm like, listen, not for me,
not for
but
me.
I love it for you. But and I love giving my two cents.
That's awesome for you. But I'll let you know if I'm having a bad time.
And I'll come.
I'll come be there.
I'll come and I'll enjoy myself with the stripper.
Yeah, of course. I'm always going to be there for a good time.
And he has to strip to Dynamite by Tayo Cruz.
Well, why wouldn't he? What other song is there? None to my knowledge.
Your stripper's doing Pony. Who gives a fuck?
Overdone.
Let me see what he does with Dynamite.
Boring. Dynamite is such a fast song.
That's what he was doing. That's why he was jackhammering.
That is so crazy.
He said, because I told you once. Now I told you twice.
He was doing like eighth note humping.
Yeah, he was doing incredible things. And then he made us take body shots off of him.
Are they supposed to do that?
I don't know. I don't know. We did, though.
Did we, like, lie down on a table?
He lied down on the floor and made us get on all fours.
Where'd you take it from? The butt or the belly button?
He's the butt? What do you mean the butt?
Like, did he put a shot glass between his cheeks?
No, he put loose alcohol in his belly button.
Oh, God. And do you think he cleaned it beforehand?
It was just the alcohol kind of cleaned it, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Let's have him on the pod.
I call him up. You know what? He was on Cameo for like 2 weeks.
Our season 4 cameo is just that
is
guy.
The stripper. Anyways.
Anyways. Boof. We are in for a humdinger of an episode, everybody.
Yeah, baby.
We are starting in kind of a montage of everyone's apartments as they are getting ready to go on Sheena and Shay's bachelorette trip to Miami.
The joint bachelorette trip of the century.
Yeah. Everyone's getting ready. Everyone's packing their bag. Sheena puts a little skimpy white negligee in her bag and she's like, to Shay, she's like, in case they sneak into your room. And Shay's like, I wouldn't mind that.
Every time he speaks, he sounds like he's being fed a line. Doesn't it? Like, literally every time he talks, it sounds like someone was like, okay, Shay, now say this. And he's like,
I wouldn't mind that. No, like, he's speaking for the first time right now.
It sounds like he's in a hostage video.
It does sound like he's in a
like,
hostage
it sounds
video.
Like someone is, like, pointing a gun to his head and is like, say this.
He's, like, hyper aware of the cameras and it's season three.
Yeah. And Sheena in a talking head is basically like, I'm really excited for this party if everyone can play nice with each other. Mm-hmm. But that's a big if. And if they do, then it's going to be a super awesome time.
Kind of awesome.
We boof over to Jax's apartment. Jax is also getting ready for the trip, and he has a crazy looking bandage on his forehead.
Yeah, it's like strapped around his entire head. Like,
what the hell is he doing? And what the hell is he up to?
Peter walks in the apartment and he's like, now what the hell is happening?
And he asks him, like, kind of sincerely, he's like, do you genuinely not like your face?
He's like just checking in.
He's like
hey, first, like, it was the nose, now there's something else going on. Like,
do you want to talk about something? Yeah. Like, what's on your mind?
Listen, dude, you're a good looking guy. Stop hating on yourself.
And Jax is like, oh no. Here's the thing. I ran into closed glass doors at full speed.
And he says that he woke up early in the morning to go shopping. So I'm picturing in my head, he's out at, like, the local Ralph's grocery shopping. And a whole, like, mob of grandmothers watched Jax Taylor run into glass at full speed because he saw his car getting ticketed from the parking lot outside.
That's exactly what happened.
And he's gushing blood from his forehead. Again, these are niche experiences that I would have paid to have.
Jax Taylor running full speed at anything is horrifying. Jax Taylor running full speed into glass doors like he's Wile E. Coyote is one of the funniest things I've ever heard of in my entire life.
Vanderpump Rules themed Halloween Horror Nights. One of the things is like a fun house with the mirrors, and you can't really tell which way the path is.
Yeah.
And in front of you through the mirrors, you see Jax, and he's running towards you full speed. You don't know which direction he's coming from.
That is actually horrifying.
And if he gets you, you're done. You never exit the funhouse.
You're donezo.
You're stuck there.
You're absolutely stuck there. So he had to get 10 stitches in his forehead because he ran into glass doors like he was a cartoon idiot. And he also still got the parking ticket. He then reveals to Peter that Tiffany, his girlfriend du jour, is not coming to Miami.
Shocker.
And Peter's like, what you talking about? Mm-hmm. He's like, what do you mean? She already had her ticket. She was gonna come. What's going on? And Jax is like, listen, like, she doesn't know any of the girls. I don't want to have to babysit her. And, like, I told her we should just do vacations on our own. Like, plus Tom's fighting with James. And, like, what are we going to do about that?
Peter obviously isn't buying any of it because he has a brain.
Yeah.
And no matter how small, he does have one.
Yeah. I know. I'm like, we can't ride too hard for Peter in this episode, knowing the information that we now currently know.
Knowing PM Coin has drained us of all of our resources.
Peter's thinking, as Jax is telling him that Tiffany isn't coming, he's thinking in his head, I can't wait to one day launch PM Coin.
Meanwhile, Kristen is telling James that Jax said he canceled Tiffany's flight to Miami because he needed space. Right. So Jax is telling Kristen a totally different story. Mm-hmm. And then Katie's talking to Swartz about the same topic. Mm-hmm. Saying that it's really convenient that Jax doesn't want Tiffany there anymore because Vale is going on the Miami trip. So Katie thinks that all of this is because Vale is there and Jax just wants an opportunity to flirt with Vale without having watchful eyes.
Yeah. It then cuts over to Tom and Ariana's place, and Tom and Ariana are also talking about, like, the Jax of it all. And Tom is like, yeah, you know, well, there are some rumors going around. And Ariana goes, how often are rumors ever true? And then they share a little laugh. And I think that that exchange is so insane.
Yeah.
Given the fact that we now know that what they are talking about is the fact that Tom cheated on Ariana in Miami.
Right. The rumor was true.
Like, that's what they're referencing.
It's like an inside joke now that he cheated on her. Ariana.
Girl, what are you doing?
Can we please stop doing all that?
Your man is an asshole.
And I really want you to leave him.
Get out of there, girl.
Please start running.
Running, running.
Running away.
And it boofs over to Kristen and James talking about Tom and Ariana. And Kristen is like, I can't believe that Ariana is coming to this, which is so funny because Sheena is quite literally one of her best friends.
Right. We can't believe that you're coming to this, none Kristen.
None of us. We're still agog that you are coming to this, Kristen.
You weren't supposed to be here. But Kristen's like, how is Ariana going to deal with being at the scene of the crime, Miami?
Funny that it's like blank, just the blanket, the city. How are you gonna feel about that being in Miami?
Miami girl. How are you gonna deal with that?
How are you gonna feel? It's like, well, Tom has also cheated on her in Los Angeles. So
what really, are we all around the world, Tom Sandoval be cheating.
Put your hands up! Put your hands up! Oh. And Kristen in a confessional says, Ariana can't be as dumb as I even think she is. She has to know in the back of her mind that Tom cheated on her. I love that. She is on her ones and twos yeah. in this episode with hating, being an Ariana hater. And Tom and Ariana, we boof back over to them talking about Kristen and James. And they are basically saying, like, yeah, we're excited about the trip. We really hope that Kristen and James don't like fuck everything up because everyone knows that they are prone to doing that.
Yeah.
And Ariana in a confessional says, Kristen never wastes an opportunity to ruin everyone's time, which is very funny.
Slay.
We boof back over to Jax's apartment, and Jax, as kind of a foreshadowing, says, nothing good will come out of this trip. It's a ticking time bomb.
He's so dramatic. But listen, we gotta go. So boof! We're on our way to Miami.
Party in the club when the heat is on. No, the break of dawn. I'm going to Miami. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put your hands up in Miami.
We get a little travel montage of everyone at LAX. They're drinking on the plane. Finally, they get to Miami. They're all in a Sprinter van heading to the hotel. And they're like, yay, we're here together. Start of a good trip before anyone's fighting. And then Sheena turns to Vale and she's like, oh, by the way, you should know since you're new to this group that this is the gangbang van. Like, she's so proud of herself and is like, you weren't here for this last trip, but like I did something so funny and it was so much drama, but like you had to be there. And now it's awesome though. We all think about it.
Everyone loved it. Everyone loved when I said that.
And Vale is like, cool. Awesome.
That's so great. And in the confessional, she's like, I hope we don't get arrested on this trip.
So they pull up to the hotel. Everyone's drinking champagne at check-in. And they start talking about the rooming setup, mm-hmm. which is going to be split between boys and girls.
Yep.
So Sheena and Ariana are staying together in the big suite with her bridesmaids and her mom.
Mm-hmm.
Shay is off on his own. Katie and Vale are rooming together. Tom, and Jax are together because Jax was too cheap to get his own room after he told Tiffany not to come.
Right. Which in my mind, I'm like, wouldn't he have already bought the room?
I was very confused on this whole setup.
Yeah.
Slash, there's part of me that like would assume that Bravo would pay for these.
That's how I feel too. Filming. Yeah, that's also how I feel.
But who knows what the standards are there.
Maybe
and
not.
And then Kristen and James are the only people breaking the gender separation because nobody wants to hang out with them. Fair enough.
Fair enough. So everyone is kind of splitting off into their rooms, and Sheena and Ariana walk into the big suite that Lisa has upgraded them to, and Sheena is surprised by her mom and her besties already being there. They've decked out the room. There are streamers around, columns and penises everywhere, and everyone's very excited. And I do just really want to say quickly, I love my mom. I don't want her coming to my bachelorette party.
Yeah, I don't think that I would be inviting my mom to my bachelorette either.
No, and I also don't think my mom would expect to come to my bachelorette party.
Right, it just seems like a separate thing.
Right. Like, she'll be at the bridal shower.
Right. I would even go on, like, a separate just mom and daughter bachelorette if my mom really wanted to.
Totally.
I'm not opposed to inviting Anne, for the record. Anne. But it's just out of the ordinary.
Right. It is. Anyway, they are really excited about their hotel room, which to me, as I was looking at it, seemed almost like a one-for-one equivalent of, like, if Sir was a hotel room.
Yeah.
It is so... The layout is so strange. There are, like, gaudy columns everywhere. It's very strange. Mm-hmm. And then we cut over to Tom, and Jax walking into the room that they have selected, which, again, I'm like, you would know this if you booked the room yourself. And they walk in, and they're like, what?!
It's tiny as fuck. Tom Sandoval's absolutely raging out about it. Meanwhile, Schwartz is like, come on, we can spoon.
We can all spoon
together. Come on, guys. It'll be awesome. And then Jax is in his confessional like, I'm not sure when Sandoval became such a diva princess. Not sure.
Yeah, you don't
know. What do you mean, not sure? Do you not know your friend at all?
Right.
You've supposedly lived with this man, your besties, for years, and you don't know that Sandoval is genetically a diva princess?
That's built into him.
What are we talking about? If I was Tom Sandoval's mom, when he was 6 years old, I would have bought him one of those little bunny t-shirts that says, I'm high maintenance.
Oh, yeah. I would have gotten him one of those little sushi t-shirts that say, I'm on a roll.
Yeah, exactly. He would have been in that shit all the live long day.
Yeah.
That's T. Sandy, a.k.a. Miss Diva Princess.
Mm-hmm. That man's if limited to made a wish to become a man.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you said that.
So they're all like kind of reckoning with the fact that they are sleeping in a room with one bed and one seemingly terrible couch, and Schwartz and Jax are like immediately spooning, and Sandy's like, no guys, no, come on, I don't want to spoon with you guys. And then it's time to get ready for the evening. Jax proceeds to then get into the shower, and we see his entire ass.
Well, I was confused, like, imagining the process of filming this. Like, you have people in the room with cameras. The bathroom door is not closed, and he's just fully taking everything off and getting into the bathroom.
Right. We also then see his full penis swinging around.
I was scared. I, like, thought I saw something, and then I was like, I can't even rewind to double check that.
Jax is like in the shower, and
there's a glass wall from the shower to the hallway.
Uh-huh.
And he's pushing his butt up against the glass.
Right. So we fully see his ass.
And then he's like wiggling it. So in between his legs, you see a little swoop.
Right. But then he turns around, and then he continues doing like helicoptering his penis, and both the Toms see it, and we're like, ah. And his penis is giant.
I looked away.
I looked right at it. It was like staring into the sun. It was crazy. My eyesight has only gotten worse since then.
He's so scary.
While this is happening, while Jax is swinging his dong around, Sheena calls Lisa and thanks her for upgrading her hotel room. And Lisa's like, of course, babes. Like, it's your bachelorette. Like, you got to do it up big. And she's like, but also, sorry that Pandy couldn't make it today. Like, she really wanted to, but she needs to be here. And Sheena's like, yeah, you know, there are enough people here. I think it'll be a good time. And this is the preamble for a B plot that is perhaps their worst yet.
It's a whole bunch of nothing. Absolutely nothing happens the entire time.
It is nothing.
So, boof! We're at Pump. We do not fucking care that we're at Pump.
Nope.
And apparently the only reason we're at Pump is because Lisa's like, oh, there's so much going on. Pandora, I need you here to manage the restaurant. Ah! So then Pandora's here managing the restaurant, ? Lisa couldn't find a single other fucking person to do this.
Yep.
And then every time they flash back to Pump throughout this entire episode, Lisa's also there.
It's just them doing like a normal shift.
They're just like in the kitchen, like, quick, chip chop, let's go.
Chip chop, and spit spot.
So I honestly, we're not boofing back to Pump ever again.
No. If at any point in this episode we're at Pump, we are not going to cover that.
Yo, if we're at Pump, know it's a hostage situation for this episode.
Know that Shay is behind us.
Shay is behind us with a gun.
He's pointing a gun to our head.
All right, so boof.
Woo.
We're back in Miami and everyone's out to dinner together. Yep. We're loading up on alcohol, taking lots of shots. Mm-hmm. Sheena's in her purple lipstick, so you know that we're about to have the best night of our fucking lives.
It's game on.
Tom and Ariana are sitting on Sheena's side of the table in matching t-shirts.
Yep.
That they pretend wasn't planned, but we see them when they're packing both be like, our matching shirts. And they both are wearing them, which obviously pisses Kristen off, and she's across the on the other side of the table giving them a stink eye like the whole night, which, to be so fair, that is so fucking annoying.
It's really embarrassing of them.
And they're ugly shirts.
Yes.
It's not even like it's a cool kind of matching, which I don't think to like match, you have to just like pick a vibe
right.
and pick like similar styles, but not like the exact same thing. But they're it's like a fucking tiger t-shirt. It looks like Ed Hardy.
Yeah.
It's looks not cute.
So bad. And Kristen in confessional says it wants to make her vomit, which fair.
That is so true, queen.
So as they are all sitting down to have dinner, Ariana pipes up and announces the game that the Bachelorette members will be playing over the next few days and that they have to accomplish. And the rules are, number one, they have to obtain a pair of men's underwear, get their picture taken with three shirtless strangers, dance on a table or bar, sign a man's ass, to which Sheena's mom is like, I know my daughter, and she's not going to do that. Spoiler alert, she does it like 45 minutes later.
As if it's even like a big...
Not a big deal.
Deal.
Who cares?
It's honestly like one of the least big deals on this list.
Right. Have a public orgasm. And when that happens, Vale's like, ooh, that one sounds fun. And Sheena's like, Vale, you can do my fake one for me. Or you can just have Jax come to your room and give you a real one. And everyone's like, ooh.
And then Vale's like, I doubt he could. Me too, sister.
Right.
And Ariana continues. She's mm-hmm. like, okay, next up, you got to give a stranger a lap dance. You got to motorboat a D. And you've got to throw a drink in someone's face a la Tom Schwartz.
Mm-hmm.
And Sheena then takes it upon herself to give her whole little spiel. Thank everyone for coming. She's like, thank you guys so much. You know, Stassi was welcome to come, but as you can see, she's not here. And I was like, literally, why the fuck would she say this?
No one was talking about that.
Who cares?
No
like,
one was
can
talking
you imagine
about
being on your Bachelorette and the first thing you say when all of your guests sit down for the first dinner is like, bring up the one bitch that's not there.
That would actually like make me feel so insulted as like a guest who was there.
Like, not only this bitch didn't even want to be there.
Right.
She hates your guts.
Yeah.
You guys had a blowout fight. The like last time you saw her.
Right.
And the first thing you say when everyone sits down to dinner at your Bachelorette is like, well, Stassi could have been here, but she's not.
So
what are we going to do about that? Okay, fuck her. So sorry, Katie. Don't mean to offend you. I know that's your bestie. And immediately everyone chimes in like, they're actually not talking right now. Actually, Stassi and Katie are on the outs. And everyone's like, what?
And Katie in a confessional is like, Stassi's been ignoring all my calls and all my texts. And honestly, I'm pretty mad about that. Like, why doesn't she understand that she could have just gotten over herself and come to Miami and had some fun?
Mm-hmm. And Kristen is sitting across the table from Katie at dinner. And she's looking at her like, you're really not talking to Stassi?
Mm-hmm.
And Katie's like, yeah, she's just mad. I want to be a part of all of this. Which... kind of understand.
I
think that Stassi often reacts impulsively and emotionally,
mm-hmm.
And that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the root feeling is usually justified in some way.
I agree. I think it is totally okay to be upset with Katie over that. That said, I do think it is like pretty unempathetic to like look at Katie and be like, hey, your long-term partner is going to Miami, famously where he's going to get drunk and be around a bunch of women, and you feel insecure about that, and you want to go. Like, there isn't any understanding from Stassi's point, point where that, and that's where, like, she loses me in that.
Yeah.
They then pivot the conversation to Sheena asking Jax why Tiffany isn't there if she already had her ticket. And Jax immediately starts doing his bullshit of
his
being
word
like,
salad.
Yeah, his complete and utter jumble of being like, it didn't flow well. Like, she has to request time off work and it just just didn't work. And Sheena's like, okay.
And Vale, sitting right across from Jax, is like, so are you and Tiffany on or off?
And he like coughs. He's like, anyway, I don't care. I'll do what I want when I want. Ignores her.
Like, well, that's not an answer. And so then she pivots and she's like, so are you in an open relationship or what?
Yeah. And he's like, it's hard to explain.
Like, it's really not.
It's not.
It's like, that's a yes or no question. Are you in an open relationship? Yes or no?
Yeah. Quickly. You're running out of time.
And then Vale finally follows up, because Vale, she's not letting this die. She's like, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Vale is like, so you told her not to come this weekend? And Jax is like, yeah, pretty much. And Katie comes in with the fucking hammer. And she goes, it doesn't have anything to do with San Diego. And she's got this like shit-eating grin on her face because she knows what she's bringing up. And I love it.
And the whole room goes quiet. And Jax is like, well, I mean, yeah. And Katie goes, were you single on the guys' trip? And Jax goes, no. And Katie, with a little shit-eating grin, just goes, but you acted like it. And Jax goes, I did act like it, yes. Katie, you are so hot. What you did in that moment is so hot.
Get his ass.
Do that all the time.
Get
forever.
His ass. And then you can see that the tension is starting to heat up here. Mm-hmm.
Schwartz is so geeked out that Jax is getting like called out for this.
Jax loves to say words that make no fucking sense back to back to back with each other.
Yep.
Here's what he says. Come on. I'm fine with the way everything is. If we keep going, I just start drinking and I'll start picking everyone apart. You want to go there? Who gives a fuck? You all know who I am. It's a joke. So it's almost like you sleep better at night by just being like, you do this, you do this, you do this. So what? So your lives are so perfect? Hey, what does that mean?
What are you talking about?
Hey, so what did you just say?
Can you do that like Trump?
Totally. Who gives a fuck? You all know who I am. It's a joke. So it's almost like, do you sleep better at night? Just being like, you do this, you do this, you do this. So what? So your lives are perfect, darling. Your lives are perfect, darling. Many people are saying...
What I love about your Trump impression is that you say totally like him, many people are saying like him, and then it's just you doing hands.
Totally.
It's you doing the Brandy Mog and you doing your hands. Oh, God.
That's what he sounds like inside my head, though. Like, he really he just sounds like that. Words. It makes no fucking sense he's what saying he's saying.
Fucking nothing, dude. And Katie, in a confessional, is like, Jax looks so fucking guilty right now. Like, you are such a dumbass. And you have a scar that looks like a vagina. And I hope Tiffany gave it to you. I love Katie
it's
in this
just
scene.
Like, literally everyone at that table is so fucking sick of how often he lies.
Yeah.
Like, no, they're just exhausted with it.
Well, and how bad his lies are.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting because he has always lied this poorly.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, it seems that now is the only time that they are catching on to that. Mm-hmm. And I think that it is because they quite literally have one man on the woman's side, and that is Tom Sandoval. Mm-hmm. And his reasons for being on that side are morally whack. Like, it's because he, spoiler alert, says this in the later episode, but he, like, wants to give Jax a taste of his own medicine. And so he wants to rat him out because he's tired of Jax ratting him and Schwartz out.
Yep.
But regardless, for whatever reason, because Tom Sandoval has, like, gone against Jax at this time, everyone at the table is like, wow, Jax, you're a really bad liar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's always sounded like this.
Yeah.
This is what he has always sounded like. He's never sounded eloquent.
Yeah, and this is how he sounded the entire time, by the way. It never changes. He's always like this.
Yeah.
And Jax goes, you want to grill me? I'll go to every single one of you and pick the shit out of you. And Katie's like, You already have.
She's got nothing to lose.
Jax is completely out of moves.
Yep.
Checkmate, motherfucker.
You got nothing. You got nothing.
What can you do?
You just got Katie'd, bitch.
Today's episode is brought to you by Vinted. I feel like I am in a constant state of trying to clean out my wardrobe and make space in my apartment. These New York closets are no joke. You've really got to be choosy about what clothes you're bringing in and what pieces have got to go. And Vinted really came into my life at the exact right time because Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday sellers, people like you and me, to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money in the process. When I'm cleaning out my closet, whether it's because an item doesn't quite fit me right anymore or it's just not my style, I always feel better about moving on knowing that my pre-loved clothes are going to be loved again by someone else. My own personal rule is that if a full year, all four seasons pass me by and I don't go to reach for an item of clothing, it's going on Vinted. It's super easy to list your clothes and there's absolutely no selling fees, so you keep everything that you earn. It feels so good to have a less cluttered closet and successfully close my drawers without shoving things in, crossing my fingers, and just hoping that they fit. And Vinted is free to download. So not only are there no seller fees and you get to keep everything that you earn, but the app is completely free to download. It's so simple. Once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. You literally have no excuse not to sign up and start listing your pre-loved items on Vinted today. See what's hiding in your closet. You might be surprised how much you can earn with Vinted. Download the Vinted app for free to start listing with no seller fees. Okay, you guys, I just read a new book called Saving the Rain by Elliot Rose, and you have to add this to your TBR. Picture this: a super hot cowboy, he's a bareback bronc rider with big dreams that all come crashing down to a halt when he goes on a ride gone wrong that forces him to have to ask for help running the ranch. His only option? His rival in the arena, a gruff cowboy covered in tattoos and surrounded by mysteries. And the more time they spend alone together, the more irresistible he becomes. If that sounds up your alley, you need to check out Saving the Rain by Elliot Rose, a queer cowboy romance that's incredibly spicy, but it's also really immersive as well, transporting readers to the jaw-dropping mountains and vast plains of Big Sky Country. I'm a sucker for a rivals to lovers, especially when it's layered with the queer experience, and this book does not disappoint. If you've read and enjoyed other steamy contemporary cowboy romances from authors like Bailey Hanna, Lila Sage, and Elsie Silver, this is going to be your bread and butter. And now you can also get your hands on a deluxe limited edition paperback version with stenciled edges, interior covers, full color character art, and more. You can find Saving the Rain by Elliot Rose wherever books are sold in print and in ebook. And trust me, you will not be disappointed. All right, so boof.
We're back at the hotel and everyone's in Sheena's suite.
Mm-hmm.
Starting to drink, get a little roundy.
Yep.
Sheena slaps James with a cock wand.
Yep.
And Ariana and Tom are talking privately to the side.
Yes, they are very annoyed with how Kristen was acting at dinner because mm-hmm. Ariana claims that Kristen was, quote, laughing at inside jokes that she wasn't a part of, which honestly is like so us.
You'd like us laughing at, like, we're being Kristen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
I was like, this is a stupid reason for them to be mad at her.
They're grasping at straws with this.
Because they're like, oh yeah, Kristen was laughing at the table about jokes that like weren't even hers.
This is really just something that like you do when you are just annoyed with somebody, period.
Yeah.
So anything that you do, they do, you're like, Kristen made herself a stupid fucking cup.
No, I literally had to. I had to replay this conversation because I was like, are they saying what I think they are?
Yes.
Like, this is a really stupid reason to be irritated at someone.
They're saying Kristen was just laughing. Kristen was laughing, period.
Yeah. And Tom's in his confessional like, all Kristen has to do is not be a huge bitch on this trip. And she's already failed. And it's like, has she?
Yeah.
She also, laughed.
Tom, you're not allowed to say that word.
Don't she laughed that. And now she's a huge bitch.
Right. Like, it sounds like she just was at dinner. It sounds like she was just present at dinner.
She was present at dinner and participating in conversation actively.
Yeah, and he says if Kristen's a superhero, her power is to destroy fun.
Like, I hate this guy.
This guy stinks.
So then it looks like everybody is drinking on what is like a private terrace attached to the suite, I'm assuming.
Yep.
And does Chax... Chax. Who the fuck is Chax? Does Jax receive a phone call or does he call Tiffany? I couldn't tell.
Jax gets a call from Tiffany and he picks up and immediately he's like, hey. And then his tone immediately switches. He goes, don't be short with me. What's wrong? Which is also such a boomer phrase.
Yeah.
Don't be short with me.
Totally.
Don't be short with me. Ah, wise up. Don't be short with me.
You little whippersnapper.
You're flapping your gams all around this town. Don't be short with me. You see? And he says in a confessional that ever since San Diego, Tiffany doesn't trust him, which raise your hand if you're shocked.
It's like fucking obviously.
Right. And then as Jax is ending the conversation with Tiffany, he says, I love you to her multiple times. He's like, I love you. I love you so much. I'll text you before I go to bed. And then he hangs up and he like sighs and then he stands up and he goes, let's fucking party.
Shortly followed by, let's go make some bad decisions.
It's just an evil guy.
It's so easy to not be the way that he is.
He's so
evil.
He
makes active choices too. Like he's on the phone call being like, I'm going to go to bed soon. I'll text you when I go to bed. Okay, bye.
I love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Let's fucking party.
Cut to Jax 10 minutes later and he and Vale are having one of the most infuriating conversations I've ever watched in my entire life, but also it's so funny. Jax is basically saying to Vale, he's kind of, they're clearly kind of talking about what happened at dinner. Mm. And Jax is like, you know, look around, look at all these people. They all have their demons and they all have their secrets, but they don't own it. I own it. I'm being honest about who I am. And Vale's like, aw, baby.
She poor literally baby. Is pissing me off so much in this scene.
Yeah, she's pissing me the fuck off.
She's like, I don't know if you're bullshitting me, but the things you say literally make me like, and she's holding her heart.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, last episode or two episodes ago where we were at Stassi's birthday dinner and they were gossiping and Vale was in her confessional like, so much gossip. These girls, I don't like it. Meanwhile, she's watched all of what she's heard about Jax and all of what he's recently done that has played out in Sir.
Yeah.
She's looked at all that and her opinion of him is like, oh, you know, he's just he's a lost puppy. And I hope that he's making good and honest decisions. And, you know, I think he's a sweet guy. He's just misunderstood.
Right.
And it's like, how can you be so critical of the girls for gossiping and for having like a lighthearted giggle about Sheena's wedding invitations at Stassi's dinner and then literally watch Jax cheat on his girlfriend in San Diego, flirt with her. Like, she's also witnessing Jax flirt with her.
Right.
While Jax is in a relationship. And she's like, oh, this guy, he's just awesome.
Baby. He's just a tiny little 35-year-old man. He doesn't know any better.
I can't.
So gross.
And Vale is like, everyone makes you out to be an asshole. And Jax is like, I mean, it's true. I am not a good person at all.
I'm really bad, yeah. I'm like a really bad guy.
It's like one of the only times he's perfectly honest.
Yeah. And Vale's like, no, you can't say you're a bad person.
Don't say that about yourself.
And he's like, no, but it is, I am.
I'm a very bad person.
I'm very bad.
And she's like, oh my God, his confidence has just been completely shot down.
She's like,
this poor man.
You're so lovable. Gives him this big hug. And Jackson, a confessional, is like, I don't know what she's not understanding. I told her that I'm a terrible person.
If I was one of Vale's friends, I would literally take her out back and shoot her.
Yeah.
Vale. Wake up challenge.
Truly wake up. And Jax in his confessional is like, yeah, I'm a bad guy. I'm like poison. But apparently Vale wants poison in her vagina.
Which I don't like when he says that word. Jax is not allowed to say that.
And Vale in a confessional is like, I don't think Jax is as bad a person as he's telling me he is. He can't be that bad.
It's just
correct. He's worse.
It's just crazy.
He's worse, like, mama.
Jax never is this honest with a woman about how horrible he is.
Right.
And the first time he is, she's like, that can't possibly be the truth.
Right. He's worse.
Oh my God, Vale.
Vale.
You were the only one that got a warning.
He told you.
He told you that he was the worst man ever.
And he was not lying.
And then Jax is like, man, it's like so hot up here, right? We should like probably go downstairs. And she was like, yeah, we should like get back to the AC. And everybody watches them leave together.
Right.
And Tom Sandoval in a confessional is like, yeah, I don't know much about Vale, but I am learning that she has horrible taste in men. So
there it is.
That's that.
What are we going to do about that, America?
Boof! To Miami the next morning. The gang wakes up. They are all hungover. The boys are spooning. And Jax walks into the room that the Toms are in, presumably from the bathroom. And he's like, and the Toms are both like, Jax, man, like, what happened with you and Vale last night? And Jax is like, oh, yeah. Weird, huh? It's weird how that all happened.
It's so crazy.
That was crazy. Yeah, she was coming on to me pretty strong, huh? And Jax in a confessional is like, I'm in a loving relationship with Tiffany right now, and I don't want to jeopardize that. And then he looks at the camera like he's the devil.
I was like, so he's lying, right? He slept with her?
Yeah.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah.
It's never talked about.
It never is. Acknowledged, yeah.
But based on what he acted like in that confessional, I was like, that seems like a subtle acknowledgement that they did sleep together.
Or,
I don't know.
Or they like hooked up in some capacity. Yeah. Like
they kissed or something.
I mean, something for sure happened. And then we cut over to Katie in the room that she's sharing with Vale. And Katie asks Vale if Jax was trying to hit on her the night before. And Vale's like, yeah, she kind of is pulling a Jax. She's like, yeah. I got really drunk and like, I don't totally remember what happened, but like, yeah. I ended up in my own bed. So I don't know.
And then Katie warns her. She's like, the reason why he's being wishy-washy about whether or not he's with Tiffany right now is not because they're on and off. It's because he wants to keep you as an option.
Yeah. Vale's like, I don't know. He seems sincere. Katie's like, no, girl.
Katie's like, unfortunately, it does sound like you are in the preliminary stages of getting jaxed.
And she's like, what?
What is that?
What is that?
Google it, girl.
Yeah.
The symptoms, you have them all.
You've got them.
We're ready to make a diagnosis.
It's so scary.
It's not looking good.
It's terminal.
Yeah, it is terminal.
And then the gang gets ready to go on the beach lady boat.
Woohoo!
So boof. All aboard! On the beach lady boat. Toms and Jax are wearing Party for a Living tanks. Sheena is wearing insane sunglasses and a captain's hat.
Love that crazy girl.
And she immediately motorboats Shay's dick.
Mm-hmm.
So tick that off the list.
Awesome.
Everyone's partying. Everyone's having a great time. And Sheena in a confessional is like, I'm actually not surprised that we're having so much fun on this trip because there's one piece of baggage that we left at home. Stassi.
And it's like this beautiful montage of friends, mm-hmm. drinking, dancing. And it's like for one blissful moment, they all get to pretend that they actually like each other.
Yeah. Tom's like air humping Sheena. And in a confessional, he's like, aw, just like old times.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sheena pours a drink on Tom Schwartz's head. Everyone's freaking shaking tits and ass. And Kristen, true to form, keeps staring daggers at Ariana because she wants her dead and wishes that she would fall into the ocean.
Yeah. Fall into the ocean and get hit by the fucking propeller.
So they're all having a blast, and then a big storm blows in and they're like, ah, everybody back onto the boat. And they immediately have to skedaddle from whatever weird little island they're on. And as they're kind of in the water, but not like going back to whatever port they need to be going back to, Jax is like on his phone incessantly, like this texting a bunch of people. And Tom Sandoval says to Jax, like, Jax, like, who you talking to? And Jax is like, Tiffany. And Tom's like, only Tiffany. And Jax is like, and Carmen. I'm talking to both of them equally. And Sandy's like, dude, what the hell? Like, you're setting yourself up. And Jax is like, yeah, I actually told them both that I would pay for their flight out here. So we'll see who responds first.
I honestly was shocked that Jax even told Tom this, knowing that like Tom has already shown the initial stages of wanting to betray him, wanting to be his Judas.
Yes. But Jax is so, he gets mind wiped every morning when he wakes up, so he doesn't remember that.
Clean slate.
And Jax in a confessional says that he loves Carmen. Then he corrects himself. He says he loved her. And he was like, yeah, you know, texting just kind of started randomly out of the blue. Like, for sure, he's the one who started that.
Yeah.
And Tom Sandoval is like, he also seems like shocked that Jax actually told him this.
Yeah.
And he says, you know, that at every point, some kid learned to like not eat a bunch of fudge all at once, and Jax never learned that, so he just keeps eating fudge and getting sick, which isn't a totally one for one metaphor, but like, sure, let's go for it.
Basically called him Augustus Gloop.
Oompa loompa doopity doo. I've got another story for you. Oompa loompa doopity dee. If you are wise, you'll listen to me. What do you get when you're seeing a girl and another one quick in a whirl? What do you get when you fly a girl out? That's when Sandy gives a shout.
Because he is betraying you.
Because he is betraying you. He's fucking glooping out over here.
He is. He's glooped from head to toe.
Yeah.
Sucked right into the nugget.
Boof! It's dinner time.
We're at the boys' dinner.
They don't show us where they're going, but they're somewhere.
Who cares where they are?
It doesn't matter.
Shay shows up with one of his friends, this poor fucking guy who has to be there this whole night.
Oh, man.
I felt like a deep discomfort in the pit of my stomach that he was here.
Yeah.
I just felt bad for him, and he had his hair done up all nice, and his shirt was buttoned up all the way, and he has to hang out with these fucking guys.
Oh, man. Now I'm having an empathy surge for that guy.
No, that's, I'm not kidding. That was me this whole entire time, because I was like, he actually looks like he's like ready to have a nice dinner, and he doesn't understand that he's with these bozos.
He's like in front of the mirror, and he's like, I'm glad I brought my nice shirt tonight.
Oh, it was actually really hard for me to watch. I couldn't do it.
Oh, God.
And so it's Shay, one of his friends, both the Toms, Jax, Jeremy, Ariana's brother, and they accidentally left James at the hotel.
Such a weird bitch move from them. It's so like teen girls abandoning like the least cool one of the group at like dinner or
come
something.
On,
like,
you guys knew.
Come on, guys. And they're all sitting down and they're saying, you know, we don't have to start so crazy. Like, tonight's a marathon, not a sprint. And she's like, something about me, boys, I sprint marathons. And then he like and it's like, oh, Shay, that's really dark. And then James immediately shows up and he's like, yeah, no problem, I just took a taxi. And then in a confessional, he's like, really?
Yeah.
And they left me behind?
He calls them all wankers, right? When he says that, also, he's like, you're a bunch of wankers. All right, so boof. We're at the girls' dinner.
Yeah.
And Sheena's like, I'm so happy to have all of you guys here. Even if not all of you get along, I just like really appreciate that.
Yeah. And I'm just so happy to be here in Miami on a trip that's all about me.
All about me. And listen, I get we've had our ups and downs. Mm-hmm. Katie's like, yeah, it means a lot to me that I'm here. And Sheena's like, but at the end of the day, we are a family.
Yes.
That's what we are.
Because we are sisters.
We stand together. We make our one big family, though we don't look the same. Our stripes are different.
Different.
Different colors.
Oh. They do that there.
Yeah.
They sing that.
Yeah, it's like
it's part of it.
Ellen Stardust Diner.
Yeah, it's like Ellen Stardust Diner.
Except it's Sheena.
Yeah, and they do that on the table.
Totally.
So, I don't know. You guys might have missed it, but
so
they did it.
Then there's this man sort of hovering near their table, and Ariana's like, okay, we might as well check some more stuff off of like the Bachelorette bucket list.
Mm-hmm.
Sheena like takes one look at the list, and she goes, excuse me, sir, can I have your boxers? And he seems kind of interested. He's like, maybe like three paces away from the table, but he's like hovering.
Yeah.
Sheena says that to him and he goes, oh, and walks towards the table like, oh, now's my chance. So he goes to talk
girl.
To them.
Pretty girl over
his
here.
His ears perk up. And then it like cuts to him being like, oh, hey, everybody. And he's being very fake smooth. I was very uncomfortable with this whole thing.
It was really scary.
Cut to a different angle. And now there's like a second man on the other side of the table. And then gathering. So Sheena asks a second time. She's like, listen, I don't know if you guys are wearing boxers or briefs or tidy whities. I don't really care what it is. I just really need to have one of your pairs of underwear. And this fucking guy says yes.
He actually says it so weird. The weirdest way he possibly
could.
He did
say it the weirdest way he possibly could.
He goes, okay. I'll give you a layer.
Are you wearing multiple pairs?
What do you mean a layer? What are you talking about?
This guy has multiple pairs of underwear on?
This is so the type of guy who like wants to sound smart and intelligent, so he uses what he thinks is a synonym, but it's actually a little different.
He made it sound like he's layering up.
Like
he was worried he would shat himself, so he brought a second pair, but he had nowhere to put it, so he just wore it.
You want my long johns or my boxers?
I'll give you both.
Which one?
For a price.
I got compression socks on too, pretty girl. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
And then this guy takes out his bare ass at the restaurant.
Two bare asses in this episode.
Like, I can't imagine this. To be out at a restaurant and then to get a man to give you his underwear, that's one thing. To then ask him to pull his pants down in the middle of the restaurant.
I didn't even think about that.
So that she could sign his ass.
Yeah.
Like, he's cheeks out in this restaurant.
He pulls his pants, like, all the way down, too.
At the table. Yeah. I'm seeing, it's not even, like, just top of the butt. It's full butt.
Yeah. He could have gone tasteful crack, but he did not.
Like, they should have kicked him out for that.
Yeah, that was crazy. Welcome to Miami. And Sheena in confessional is like, I found that if you're with a bunch of hot girls, you can get a drunk guy to do pretty much anything, which is real.
Yeah.
That's true.
True queen.
That's actually just true. So we boof back over to the boys' dinner and Shay... Sorry, I'm just like reading what he said back to me. He just says, he's just saying nothing. He's just, he just says what's happening in front of him. He goes... I love we're all sitting here together. It's cool that we have microphones.
Guys, it's awesome that all of us are sat with our legs in 90 degree angles in chairs right now.
It's cool that there's a glass right here.
Guys, this is so cool.
I love that this restaurant has forks.
Yo, I love that they have waiters here.
Huh. It's nice that you're wearing a shirt.
Dude, awesome that they've got appetizers on this menu.
And Schwartz goes, yeah, we're all friends now.
Right.
Cut to Tom Sandoval glaring at James like he wants him dead.
Unreal. And then Jax is like, yeah, we're different than the females. They hold grudges. And us boys, we're just built different.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
I just like... Jax Taylor, I've had fucking enough. I can't stand when any man says shit like this, but I especially can't stand when Jax does. Like, the idea that women are more emotional and unreasonable than men, I can say this with 100% certainty. I have never met even one singular woman that was more dramatic and unreasonable than Jax Taylor.
Agreed.
Or than most men that I've met in my life, to be honest with you.
Agreed.
I'm looking at the two sides of the coin.
Yep.
Women are usually better at navigating conflict with friends and have more diverse emotional compasses.
Yeah.
Especially than Jax Taylor, but also I would venture to say men in general.
Every single man that I know is going through what I can only describe as like unimaginable angst.
Yeah.
Over like nothing.
Nothing.
And not a damn thing.
Trust us enough.
They talk about, then they open up about it and they're like, the reason that I'm stressed is it's because my girlfriend cheated on me. And I'm like, oh my God, that's so sad. Like, that happened last week. And it's like, no, my college girlfriend.
Yeah, when
I was 19 and she cheated on me and I haven't been able to trust women since.
And I'm 38 now.
And it's like, you need to get a fucking grip,
brother.
You cretin.
We have to do more internal work.
Move on.
We just have to do something.
It's like, I learned that I have OCD. Me too. Get in line. Right.
You can't make you can't make your existence everyone else's problem for forever.
Holy shit.
You have to take control of your own life.
Take some Cymbalta, put your hair up in a messy bun, Jesus, and let's deal with it.
Jesus. Some of us have been in therapy.
Yeah, look inwards. And then they're like, oh, therapy doesn't work for me. All right. How about
I'm not doing that girl shit.
Right.
I'm not talking about my feelings. What the hell?
Really? Because you talk about your feelings with me all the fucking time. Shut up about your goddamn feelings.
Please, I'm begging you.
Jesus.
And Tom Sandoval's like, yeah, speaking of females.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. He's like, you know, Jax, you bring these girls around and we become friends with them. And then the following week, you're on to something else. And he's like kind of smiling a little psychopathic grin. And Schwartz is like, ah, oh, come on, Jax, he's a promiscuous dude who dabbles in monogamy.
Ah, you can't help it.
And then Sandoval starts recounting the story of San Diego to James. Like, he's using James as a prop to just, like, repeat the shit that happened in San Diego. And he's like, dude, get this. We're in San Diego. Tiffany hooked us up with this amazing suite. And then Jax, Mr. Freaking Big Shot over here, brings up all these women into our room. Can you believe it? And James is like, oh my God, no way. And he's immediately texting Kristen everything. And as Tom is saying this, Jax is like kind of starting to realize what Tom is doing. And now he's like getting a little pissed. And Sandoval is still trying to make it seem like it's a fun thing. And he's like, dude, come on. And he kind of like leans in.
Right.
He's like, you and I both know that like you definitely railed the shit out of that girl in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And Jax is like, I did not rail the shit out of her. And Tom's like, dude, you're lying. Like, come on. And Jax denies. And finally, Tom is like, you know, if Schwartz and I had ever done anything in San Diego, you would have texted everyone immediately.
Yeah, it seems like Tom Sandoval thought that taking the bro-ier approach was going to have a better payoff.
Yep.
It didn't really.
It did not. Jax did not fall for it. And I understand why Tom Sandoval did it. He thought that if he acted like Jax was big dog in front of a bunch of guys, then he would get Jax to brag about hooking up with some chick in San Diego.
Yeah.
I get his approach. The problem is that Tom Sandoval is also an idiot.
Yeah.
And so he didn't say anything differently than if he had been accusing Jax of something, because he was still accusing him of something.
Yeah.
He didn't couch it really in any sort of like niceties or flattery.
Right.
So Jax knew what the fuck he was saying.
Yeah.
And Schwartz is, you know, like, he's, like, tweaking out. He's like, guys, come on. Like, let's not speculate. And Sandoval's like, dude, you should just own up to it. And Jax then flips and he goes, well, we don't talk about what happened in Miami. And Tom goes, he immediately drops his act. He's like, oh, yeah, let's talk about what happened in Miami. Why don't we? Because you weren't there, Jax. You weren't fucking there. You were fucking some girl on a beach.
And things are slowly starting to get louder. You just hear Schwartz shushing them in the background. He's like getting anxiety about how loud they're.
Guys, not here, please. Guys. We can't do it here.
And then the whole time I'm just imagining their fucking random ass friend sitting at the end of the table with his hair combed over and his shirt buttoned up, looking to have a nice little dinner.
Oh.
And meanwhile, he's like, you were fucking a girl on the beach, weren't ya?
Oh, God. And James is like watching this entire fight go down like it's like a fucking ping pong match. And in a confessional, he's like, Tom and Jax are physically in their 30s. Mentally, they're younger than me. And I'm 22. They've got a fucked up pact going on that's like, don't tell on me and I won't tell on you. But if you tell on me, then I'll tell on you. Which is exactly right.
Yeah.
He's nailed it down to a T. And he's still texting Kristen and she's receiving these texts. She is like, she's so devilish, but she's so bad at it, you know? Yeah. So it's like really fun to watch, because in a confessional, she's like, I just have to sit back and watch Tom give himself enough rope to hang himself with.
She's like giddy that her dreams of the Miami girl being exposed is being come brought to fruition through Jax.
So funny.
Exactly as she planned. And then Kristen is sitting at the girls' dinner, like looking at her phone,
smiling, not hiding at all, that she's so pleased with something that she's reading. And then somehow it gets brought up that Kristen has information about the boys' dinner.
Uh-huh.
And Sheena's like, what's going on? What happened? Kristen's like, oh, you know, it's just boys' dinner stuff. I'll tell you later. And Sheena's like, why? And then Kristen, like, very takes this moment, very opportune moment for Kristen to decide to go to the bathroom.
She's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom, and leaves her phone.
Which is like,
which is something no one has ever done that.
She's like sneakily texting on her phone, grinning at it. Won't tell anyone what it is. Then she's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'll just leave this right here.
Don't look at this. Left my screen open, by the way.
And then when she leaves the table, everyone's just sitting there in silence looking at each other. And then Vale is like, well, we might as well just take a look.
Why don't we just pick it up and read these texts out loud?
She hacks the mainframe, mm-hmm. and Sheena's like, whoa, how'd you do that? And Vale's like, don't worry about it, Sheen.
Like, there's any way that Kristen has a password on her phone? Like, there's just no fucking shot that she has a password on her phone.
And Vale's swiping through the texts, trying to, like, read enough so that she can recap to everyone at the table. And Vale reads, Tom said to him that he heard Jax railing some chick in the bathroom. And Sheena's like, what? They already know that.
They already knew that information.
But maybe Sheena immediately heard it as if it happened, like, live at the dinner.
Right.
She's like, Jax is railing someone in the bathroom. And then the second text was a quote that Jax sent that was like, well, what happened in Miami from Jax, quote unquote. OMG, my heart is pounding thinking about it, from Kristen. And then Ariana is basically like, oh, okay, I see what's going on here.
Yeah.
And then Vale then puts the phone down and she's like, okay, I can't do this anymore. The guilt, the tension, waiting for Kristen to come back to the bathroom. It's like too much for her.
Yeah.
And Sheena's like, what a fucking boss. Boss moves all around over here.
And as Kristen's walking back, Ariana's like, hey.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, Ariana, you could have picked anything. You guys had all stopped talking about it, so you don't have to keep talking about it. Like, you don't have to do a big thing to indicate that Kristen's back.
And it, like, gets awfully quiet at that table.
Yep.
And Sheena then looks at Kristen and she's like, so is there any new update on the boys? And Kristen just kind of shrugs. And she was like, oh, like, I don't know if anything had changed. And they're all just, like, looking at each other, smiling. Kristen is not looking up from her phone this entire time. And she's just like, no, nothing.
Yeah, nothing's changed.
Glued to that screen. Boof! Back over to the boys' dinner. And they're both continuing to argue about the cheating that they did not do, mm-hmm. that they both absolutely did, and they both know with certainty that the other one knows that they did.
Mm-hmm. And Schwartz, meanwhile, is sitting there watching all of this happen, so just freaked out, because he also knows that they both know that Schwartz also cheated on Katie, yeah. big style.
He's just having an anxiety attack quietly in the corner.
And Jax in a confessional is like, everyone's fucked up in this group. They're telling me I should be honest. Maybe they should take their own freaking advice. Like, he's had enough. He's like, he loves to say that you're no angel. He's like, you guys are no angels. And Jax, like, gets up to leave. He storms off and he walks over to the bar, and Tom's like, I'll be right back. And he walks over to the bar and joins Jax. And Tom is like, dude, like, you're a habitual backstabber. We always have your back. Me and Schwartz, we cover for you every single freaking time. It's time for you to have a taste of your own medicine.
And Tom's like, this quote really just sent a shiver up my spine. Tom is like, I shouldn't have to ask you to lie for me.
Yeah.
You should just do it. You should just lie for me automatically because you're my boy. I shouldn't have to ask you to lie for me.
That is so interesting that because that is exactly what it is.
Yeah.
When he said that, my interpretation was like, oh, like, it isn't. Actually, when he said that, I was confused because I didn't really understand what he meant by that. But now, like, you saying it like that puts it in crystal clear clarity here.
Because when they're at the table having that conversation in front of everyone else, and it's this conversation of like, oh, no, I didn't do it, nothing happened. No, I didn't do it, nothing happened. But they both know that that's not the actual fight. That's the fight they're going to have in front of other people.
Right.
But when it's just the two of them and they both can look at each other and acknowledge that they both know that the other person did it, mm-hmm. the real problem Tom has with Jax is that he didn't lie for him without being asked to.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I shouldn't have to ask you to lie for me.
Yeah.
Tom doesn't care that Jax is a serial cheater. Mm-hmm. He doesn't care that he's a misogynist, mm-hmm. that he's abusive to women, that he does X, Y, Z a thing. All that Tom cares about is that Jax doesn't keep his secrets.
Yep.
To him, to Tom Sandoval, friendship is being able to have company and being a shitty guy.
Yes.
And when Jax betrays his trust like that, he's like being ripped away of the camaraderie mm-hmm. of being in shitty company.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all he cares about.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about Jax being a good person, him being a good person. He just wants a friend who will lie for him the same way that he would in reverse.
Yes. That is exactly correct. And that is incredibly astute because as I was watching that, again, I didn't even really understand what that sentence meant. Like, yeah. I was watching it and I was just like, what does that mean? Like, he doesn't want him to portray him as like a bad person. I was like, no, I don't think we're getting at the root of it, but that is exactly the root of it.
Yeah.
Tom Sandoval exclusively cares about his image.
Which I think is crazy that they said on camera. Like, I obviously agree. We know that and we can pick up on that mm-hmm. as viewers, but I thought it was crazy that Tom Sandoval said it so plainly.
Yeah.
Like, literally, quote unquote, I shouldn't have to ask you to lie for me.
Yep.
That is an insane thing to say on camera.
It is.
And as I was watching it, I was like, how did Ariana watch this scene back? And not feel like, oh my God.
Yeah, not feel like a pit in her stomach.
I have to run.
Yep.
It's like such an evil, sinister thing to say.
Well, I mean, she had already agreed to lie for him. So maybe she had already signed on for that.
What is this Kool-Aid?
Right.
How did he get her to drink it?
I think he only said that because it was so early on in the show still.
Yeah.
And so he wasn't thinking about optics as much. Even though which is crazy to say, because he was still thinking about optics an insane amount. But like, I think he wasn't thinking about, he wasn't like censoring himself as much.
Unbelievable.
Really insane behavior from Tom.
Yeah.
And Jax and all of them. Yeah. Always.
And Tom is like, do you think I like ratting you out? No, I'm only doing this because you need to get a taste of your own medicine. So maybe you'll understand what it's like to go through.
Yep. Yeah. He's punishing Jax for telling on him.
Yeah. And that's it.
Yep. It's not because he actually cares about Tiffany.
Yeah. No. Come on.
He doesn't give a fuck about Tiffany.
And that's the end of season 3, episode 10.
Much more to come in Miami.
So excited for part 2 of the Bachelorette trip.
Welcome to Miami.
Can't freaking wait. If you'd like to support the show, you can join us over on the Pumptreon for a bonus episode. Today, we took a bunch of Vanderpump Rules cast quizzes to find out which cast member we are truly the most alike.
So if you want to know who we're most like, mm-hmm. you got to go to the Pumptreon for that.
And we're mm-hmm. also now taking data on which character the Pumpers are the most alike.
Mm-hmm.
So we can see like if we have an audience full of Tom Sandovals and we need to like really have like an emergency meeting or what's like, going on here.
Regroup on what it is that we're doing mm-hmm. like as a duo and what we're making.
Yeah. So feel free to join us over on the Pumptreon. Mm-hmm. You can buy our merch at emotionallyonline.shop. You can follow the Pumpcast at Pumpcast Rules on Instagram and TikTok. You can follow me at Maddie Drosbeck.
You can follow me at Meg Ruoco.
And we'll see you guys in next week's episode. Bye.
I've got another story for you. Oompa Loompa Doopa Dee Dee. If you are wise, you'll listen to me.
What do you do when you're texting a girl?
And another one.
Having a world.
Okay. I'm trying to think of a rhyme. I'm like, okay, hold on. Let's back up. Let's start this again.
Okay.
Oompa Loompa doopity-doo. I've got another story for you. Oompa Loompa doopity-dee. If you are wise, you'll listen to me.
What do you do when you're texting a girl?
And another one quick in a whirl.
What do you do if you fly them both out?
That's when you know that you're a... I'm bad at this.
What do you do when you fly them both out?
You forgot it!
Oh! What do you do when you fly them both out? Sandy.
What was it? Sandy?
That's when Sandy gives
you a shout.
Shout.
Oh, gives. Okay.
So it goes down before it goes.
Hold on. I can't hear it in my head. That's why I'm like in my head. Like it gets wiped. I'm Jax. Hold on. Hold on.
I'm leaving all this in the edit.
No, please, God, don't.
I'll do the first half. You do the second half.
Okay. Well, now I'm scared.